In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grace and peace be with you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. A very warm welcome to you all to St. Cato's and St. Margaret's for our service of home worship on this 11th Sunday after Trinity. It's really lovely to have you join us. We come together as brothers and sisters in Christ to offer our praise and worship to our Heavenly Father. We give thanks for the love that he showers upon us as we open our hearts to him in prayer. Heavenly Father, all hearts are open to you. No secrets are hidden from you. Purify us with the fire of your Holy Spirit, that we may love and worship you faithfully, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And as we come into the presence of our Heavenly Father, let us first seek his forgiveness of our sins, that we may know his peace in our hearts. Lord Jesus, you have shown us the way to the Father. Lord, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you have given us knowledge of your truth. Christ, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you are the good shepherd leading us to life. Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy upon us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.
Alleluia, alleluia, glory be to God on high. Alleluia to the Saviour who has gained the victory. Alleluia to the Spirit, fount of love and sanctity. Alleluia, alleluia to the triune majesty.
O God, you declare your almighty power most chiefly in showing mercy and pity. Mercifully grant to us such a measure of your grace, that we, running the way of your commandments, may receive your gracious promises and be made partakers of your heavenly treasure. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Thus says the Lord, maintain justice and do what is right, for soon my salvation will come and my deliverance be revealed. And the foreigners who join themselves to the Lord to minister to him, to love the name of the Lord, and to be his servants. All who keep the Sabbath and do not profane it, and hold fast my covenant, these I will bring to my holy mountain, and make them joyful in my house of prayer. Their burnt offerings and their sacrifices will be accepted on my altar, for my house shall be called a house of prayer for all peoples. Thus says the Lord God, who gathers the outcasts of Israel, I will gather others to them besides those already gathered. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Response to Psalm 67. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. May God be gracious to us and bless us, and make his face to shine upon us, that your way may be known upon earth, your saving power among all nations. Let your peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Let the nations be glad and sing for joy. For you judge the peoples with equity and guide the nations upon earth. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Let the people praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. The earth has yielded its increase. God, our God, has blessed us. May God continue to bless us. Let all the ends of the earth revere him. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. I ask then, has God rejected his people? By no means. I myself am an Israelite, a descendant of Abraham, a member of the tribe of Benjamin. God has not rejected his people whom he foreknew, for the gifts and the calling of God are irrevocable. Just as you were once disobedient to God, but have now received mercy because of their disobedience, so that they have now been disobedient in order that by the mercy shown to you, they too may now receive mercy. For God has imprisoned all in disobedience, so that he might be merciful to all. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Speak to us, O Lord, you have the message of eternal life. Alleluia, Alleluia. Alleluia.
Listen to the Gospel of Christ according to St. Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus left that place and went away to the district of Tyre and Sidon. Just then a Canaanite woman from that region came out and started shouting, "Have mercy on me, Lord. Son of David, my daughter is tormented by a demon." But he did not answer her at all, and his disciples came and urged him, saying, "Send her away, for she keeps shouting after us." He answered, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." But she came and knelt before him, saying, "Lord, help me." He answered, "It is not fair to take the children's food and throw it to the dogs." She said, "Yes, Lord, yet even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table." Then Jesus answered her, "Woman, great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish." And her daughter was healed instantly. This is the Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. In the Gospel reading today, Matthew paints for us a beautiful picture of an encounter between Jesus and a Canaanite woman, a Gentile. She is distraught. Her daughter is desperately ill, tormented, she believes, by a demon. She comes to Jesus shouting. Perhaps he was her last resort. Yet she comes believing that Jesus can and will answer her call for help. "Have mercy on me, Lord, Son of David," she cries. At first, Jesus did not answer her, and his disciples, embarrassed by her shouting, urged him to send her away. But the woman persisted, coming and kneeling before him, begging, "Lord, help me." Jesus can no longer ignore her. He makes clear to her that his mission is to the lost sheep of Israel, and that she is a Gentile. But the woman persists. She does not ask for special treatment. She just reminds Jesus that even dogs can feed on the scraps that fall from their master's table. Her faith in Jesus and her persistence touches Jesus. Her faith in him is greater than many of his own people, and he reaches out to her. "Let it be done for you as your wish," he tells her, and her daughter is healed. This beautiful encounter between Jesus and the Canaanite woman teach us two things. Firstly, in reaching out to the Canaanite woman, Jesus is telling us that no one is excluded from love. He comes to bring the good news of God's love for all people. No one who comes to him in faith will be excluded from the kingdom of heaven. Here Jesus reveals that his whole mission is to break down barriers, to remove the walls of division and prejudice between Jew and Gentile. All are welcome in the Father's house. It is a reminder to us that all are equal in the sight of God. All are loved by him, and we are to welcome all we meet as he welcomes us. Secondly, the woman sets before us an example of the necessity of prayer. It is often in times of trial that we turn to God most fervently in our prayers. Sometimes our experience of prayer can echo that of the Canaanite woman. It can seem that our prayers are going unanswered. We can learn the example set before us by that woman. Her faith was strong. She never wavered in her belief that Jesus could help her and her daughter. She persisted in her prayer, and Jesus responded to her call. When we pray, we too pray with faith. And sometimes we need to persist in our prayer, never wavering in our belief that Jesus will hear us. For the Canaanite woman, her persisting in faith brought an answer to her prayers. And so it is for us. When we pray with faith, we can receive such a feeling of being loved, of belonging to God, that all that seems to threaten us no longer seems quite so frightening, as he reaches out to us, embraces us in his love, and draws us to himself. Amen. In the power of the Holy Spirit and in union with Christ, let us bring our prayers for the Church and for the world to our Heavenly Father. We pray for the Church throughout the world, for the leaders of the Church, among them Mary, our Bishop. We pray for the clergy and people of our diocese, and for our own ministry area. May the Church be faithful to its calling of bringing the good news of Christ to all the world. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for the people of the world, for the victims of war, violence, and oppression the world over, among them the people of the Ukraine, the Holy Land, and the Middle East, for all suffering the effects of natural disaster, and for those suffering through famine or drought. May the leaders of the nations be led by the Spirit in bringing peace and hope where there is conflict and despair. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for our own community, for our families, friends, and neighbours. We give thanks for all who serve the needs of the vulnerable. May we bring the love of God to all in need among whom we live. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all who are in need, for those who are sick, for those who are bereaved, for the lonely and isolated, and for all in any kind of need. We hold in our hearts before God those known to us who are in need at this time, and all whose names are recorded in our intercession books. Relieve them according to their need. Strengthen them with your Holy Spirit, and console them with the love of Christ. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all who have died. We remember before God our own departed loved ones. We pray for the recently departed, and for those whose anniversary of death falls at this time. Welcome them and all the departed into the eternal joy and peace of your heavenly kingdom. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We bring all our prayers to our Heavenly Father as we pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Blessed are those who make peace. They shall be called God's children. The peace of the Lord be with you and with all those whom you love. Let us pray. God of our pilgrimage, you have led us to the living water. Refresh and sustain us as we go forward on our journey. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Just before our blessing and our final hymn this morning, I'd like to thank you all for joining us, our family here in Getligere, for our service of home worship. It's a privilege to have you with us. I hope you've all had a good week, and I wish you all a safe, healthy and peaceful week to come. The Lord be with you. The God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen. Let us go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen.
Descend with song.